One of the things that we did was just to set out to find items that were a really good, tasty value for a buck. I mean, not a buck, but for what they were charging. And, you know, we talked with everybody on the staff about, you know, when you're looking for a cheap lunch or when you want to save some money, what are your go-to choices? And then we came up with some other things about, you know, if I were looking for a great Mets, you know, where would I go? And so we did some research that way too. Basically, we ate our way around town.
Now, did you have some kind of a top level figure of money to spend on a certain meal? I mean, was it $7 or $10 or just no top figure at all?
Well, we tried to keep things under $15, but in a couple of cases, we found things that we felt were a really good value that cost a little bit more than that. Like at JR's Table, they serve that wonderful, at lunchtime, you can get what they call the tray lunch that is $15.50 or something like that. And where else could you get a wonderful French lunch for that little? So, you know, there are a couple of places where we stretched it to include things that are great bargains for what you pay.
And you didn't limit yourself to, say, what one would consider a traditional lunch or a traditional dinner. There are items in here from restaurants and other eateries that I would consider, and I think most of us would consider, if you just want a snack.
Right, right. For example, you know, one of the things that we included in our list is the cup of regular coffee at Sidewinder in Northside. It's $1.50. It's a great cup of coffee, and for $1.50, really a wonderful bargain.
And you have everything from pancakes to donuts to even Indian buffet lunches.
Yes, we did a long chart of Indian buffet lunches because everybody knows that if you're really trying to save money, you can go to an Indian lunch buffet and fill up and you're set for the day.
Was there anything that was a favorite of the staff who went out and did the arduous task of sampling these goodies?
Oh, everybody has their own favorites. One of my favorite go-to places when I'm looking for a wonderful, inexpensive meal is to go to Shanghai Mama's downtown. They're open till 3 in the morning. There's always something good there, and the prices have been kept so low that I just love going there.
What are some of the most unusual cheap eats that the staff found?
There is the taco at La Mexicana in Newport that is made from a corn fungus, and it's just this gourmet item, and you can buy one for $3.
Any other ones?
The banh mi, which is one of my favorite sandwiches. It's that Vietnamese sandwich that has pork and pate and shredded carrots and cucumber and some jalapenos in it. And you can get one at Lee's Pho on Court Street for $4.
Linda Vaccarello is executive editor of Cincinnati Magazine. The cover story of the November issue is entitled Cheap Eats, 54 Super Tasty Meals for $15 or Less. I'm Steve Hirschberg.